Yes, we're here to talk about those who are considered to be an elected official. Who said it was official that when they was elected, that everything that they dealt with had me in mind as a human being, as a man, but not as a slave or three-fifths human. I have the right to bear arms. What makes you think I respect you?
Hello, Mr. President, resident of the White House, excuse me. I'd like to know, have you ever enjoyed an old-time gangster movie? With the white men ringing shots and blocks with their clean-shaven pinstripe suits. Bootlegging, whiskey raping, black women and having a fat stack of loot. Undercover David Duke, isn't it true the gangster movement started long before my time? Long before the hair rag, gangsters saying finger signs and love for nines. Them in your minds and in your hearts, is the hatred really that deep? What's truly going on? Knocking me for the words I write for writing movies scripts by whites like Mr. Al Capone.
Yeah, America, the land that made Christopher Columbus a historian for bringing madmen, white slaves and rapists. Kennedy, whose dad was a bootlegger for Al Capone, became president. Isn't it evident that those who sit in the resident are not president?
Why you wanna try to knock me cause I'm black? Gotta get, twist my hat, no. Listen to Mr. Scarface speak about the way the government wants to hold us back. As a matter of fact, I believe the whole system is a huge crime scene. And every day they're doing that dirty work and laying it on us niggas, if you know what I mean. So don't corrupt your own minds, fool yourself, trying to lay it on the black man. I'm a young G, trying to leave poverty with a gat in my black hand. So white heathen, take it straight out of the grave of a mouth of a babe. Yeah, a honky can't stop what a honky started in the ghettos, what you honkies made.
That's right, sitting up there in the White House with your homosexual mentalities and female persuasions. Yeah, I'm talking to all the J. Edgar Hoovers that are still left in there. All the big brothers that are watching, I hope you're listening. Cause the badge that you put on criminals have made the citizens take control.
Now Sergeant Hitchin, get with you, let's get back to the issue. Continue, this is my way of living, so a little nigga like me got to go with this shit. Dismiss you, hoping that the message that I'm sending gets through to you and your people. Double look at your own dirty past before you come to me with your blue-eyed evil. If I kill 30 innocent, will you write a movie about me and spare my life, or will you lock me up with triple life or strap me down in the electric chair? See, it's not about the sign I throw up or where I'm from or what a nigga wear. See, cracker, it's all about respect for your with your clique and all of those who's painting with you share.
That's right, pain. The pain that I feel is the pain from shame. The shame that you've caused me for over 400 years of protection. The pain that I have within me, the rage that is flaming, makes me want to say the things that I say and do the things that I do, and let you know that when you look at me, or look down at me, or look across from your side of the world to my side, that what you have failed to realize is that when you put me in projects, I realize it was an experiment. So when you put me in jail, I realize I just made it through the maze. I was just another rat that made my cheese and you couldn't stand it. But what can all the big cats do when all the rats want to get fat, but try to cut down on the cheese? What you don't realize is that you're choking yourself, killing your own existence. You're all walking dead men and don't know it, with book sense and street sense. But if you had street intelligence, you would really know that you're one footstep between life and death, that the mouth is an open grave, and you've offered me the right to elect you to a bullet, which is a straight shot to the top, right? And what goes up must come down. That's why it's going down right now. You can smell the smoke, see the flame, and see the bodies that are left on the ground. Because the flag, red, white, and blue, and the stars from all the years that you have whooped me in mines, I still see.